Tito coming down for Thursday in 3-2-1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by Key Bank. Rubber match here against the Kansas City Royals after the Indians demolished Kansas City last night. And really, Terry, again, one of your better all-around games. When you have nine guys get hits, seven guys get RBIs, Lonnie Chisenhall was dynamite at third, Carlos Carrasco. I mean, this is, I know, how you envision this club playing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And in our game, you know, you have to do it more than one night. But I don't want to also make less of it because we played a really good game. And we're playing a really good team. And, you know, to their credit, they came back in the sixth inning and they had the tying run man at the plate. And it's like we're sweating. But then to our credit, we come back and score four in the top of the inning and kind of put it away. And we did a lot of good things, you know, from starting out early on with swinging the bats real aggressive and being aggressive on the bases to when they came back, we added on and we kept after them. I mean, they have one of the better bullpens in all of baseball, if not the best, from top to bottom. And we kind of stayed after them the whole game.
It is amazing in this game, Tito, how when your top two guys are getting on base, everything looks so much better offensively, and Kip has done a great job leading off, and Santana, he just gets on base no matter where you play him.
I agree with that. I think Kip's really been kind of like playing like he's on a mission, which is good. Carlos, you know, again, you could probably hit him anywhere. I just think that the statistics that he puts up as a hitter actually kind of lend themselves to a two-hitter. You know, now he's not going to be the guy to bunt, things like that. But all the other things, getting on base, and then, you got him hitting in front of Brantley and Moss, that's exactly what you want.
Boy, and Terry, in the American League, especially if you've got a bottom third of the order that's productive, it's so different than the National League, isn't it? Because all of a sudden, your leadoff guy, your number two guy, they're in RBI spots a lot.
Yeah, they are. When you turn the lineup over in the American League, it's nice to have a guy sitting there that can drive a run in for sure. Now, the other flip side of that is you don't ever want to give a pitcher an inning off where he can relax a little bit or float through. And, you know, so those are things that we're still working through. But, you know, it's not a perfect world. But I do like, again, if we swing the bats, the construction of our lineup is not going to be an issue.
How about Carlos Carrasco and Danny Salazar? Your bullpen's in great shape with your ace today because you've had back-to-back seven-inning outings, quite a bit different than what we've seen across the hallway.
And, you know, we're going to get in a stretch here where we'll not have days off as much as we used to, so we're going to need to start to have those starts or you start getting into your bullpen too much. And when you get seven, everything's manageable. You know, you not only – you know, you're not overdoing your bullpen, but you know when you bring a guy in, you have a way of getting out of an inning, too, which is probably as important as anything.
First three starts, Corey Kluber was as good as we saw last year. The last three, not so much. He talked about not pitching inside enough his last outing. Is it as simple as that, Terry?
Probably never quite as simple as that. I think it's sometimes dependent on who you're facing, you know, a mistake or two, in a small sample size. But I think it begins with him being aggressive in. I think everything kind of feeds off of that. I know he and Roberto have worked real hard this week to kind of make sure they're on the same page because that was such a security blanket for Kluber having Gomer back there because they were so in sync.
Do you get the feeling if he could go out there today and be Corey Kluber, get a win, that's about all it would take for him to get on one of those roles again?
I always feel like that with him. And I think today's a big day for us because if he does go out and do that, it's a huge lift for our team. For him, I can't think of a reason why he shouldn't go out there and throw up, you know, one of his better ones because we need it.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the Key Bank Manager Show. This is Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. The rubber match is coming up. The Indians and Royals here from Missouri after this timeout on the Indians Radio Network. And for Friday. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute is brought to you by DraftKings.com. You know, when you look at the schedule here, Terry, the first 6 weeks of this schedule has been brutal. Back-to-back, home-and-home with Detroit, Kansas City, arguably the two best teams in the American League. You got Houston right away. No one's played better than they have. You've got the Cardinals coming on this homestand. Minnesota was supposed to be one you could catch your breath on, and they might be the surprise team of the American League right now, at least in our division.
They're playing really well right now. They're swinging the bats. They're playing really well. You know, Hammond, we say it all the time. You look around our league, and you don't see a place where you can catch your breath. And if you do, you're going to pay for it because somebody's going to knock the breath out of you. So it's a tough leg. And we're, you know, again, every team you play, shoot, we're the only team that's beat Houston. I mean, who would have thought that a month ago?
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the Manager's Minute here on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.